and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police have captured a suspect in the targeted shootings of two Democratic lawmakers and their spouses in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter.
Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed, another legislator and his wife wounded. Israel and Iran have attacked each other for the fourth night in a row. At least five Israelis were killed. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Tel Aviv.
Buildings have been destroyed. Windows blown out, some reduced to rubble. Shops also have been demolished. It's been a rough night.
At least five people killed in flash flooding in West Virginia. Crews are using drones and search dogs to try to locate three still missing. Ohio County Emergency Management's Lou Vargo.
There were roughly 3 to 4 inches of water that fell in the area in less than an hour. That's very, very difficult to deal with.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won 4 in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just 1 run through 6 innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it, you know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job, you know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. We've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, this is a special live edition of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Pat's not live from Lake Wissota, where he normally is. Instead, he's live, but he's kind of stuck in Canada. Joining us now is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, Parker Olson, thank you so much. How do you think he did?
Woo! He was great.
All right.
Yeah. I was expecting you to say Regina, but...
I
really wanted you to say Regina.
I really did.
Next
the OBGYN is the one telling Regina jokes around here. So good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is 6:06 here in Regina, Saskatchewan, on the prairies, 7:06 back in Wisconsin. Nice to have you along as we get rolling here with an up north edition of the show. It's not just that Tony's making comments up north in Ashland, or that Kristen Lyerly's up north in Hibbing, Minnesota, but somebody had to be up north of the border for the weekend and tried to get back yesterday, and his flight was canceled. So we're going back to the airport in Regina, even before the show is over, to try to make sure I can get home again and see if they'll let me back through. But in the meantime, today we've got Jeff Mandel from Law Forward joining us at the bottom of the hour here to talk about the group's efforts to avoid future instances of attempted billionaire bribery of our elections. In our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to author Laura Bird about memoirs. How they're not quite the same as autobiographies, and then she's got several great recommendations for memoirs that you can put on your summer reading list. We'll talk a little sports from over the weekend. Jimmy Costco will be along. John and Gordy from our Madison Civic Media Station will be here. Jane Matinair will preview her show coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. But first, I can report that from up here, it was sunny and near the mid-80s, Brittany, yesterday, where my first sunburn of the year came in Saskatchewan, of all places.
Wow.
Any chance that streak of warm weather continues when I get back to Wisconsin? Hopefully today.
Well, the warmth will be here. We're waiting for you. I promise you that.
Good.
But sunshine. That's going to be far and few between, unfortunately. So we do have spots of it right now this morning. It is much further off to the east and down to the south. We are looking at swaths of moderate rain trying to roll in now towards Madison area. We've also got a few tiny little storms popping up from La Crosse up north, just to the east of the Chippewa Valley. And of course, those will be moving east as they go through this late morning. Otherwise, this afternoon, pretty calm out there. We will see partial sunshine. Highs will reach about 80 to 85 degrees today. It's going to be warm. It's going to be muggy. You can already feel it. It's kind of sticky out there this morning. Plus, we've got chances for strong to severe thunderstorms pushing through this evening. So as this warm front lifts in, storms are going to be sparking up and a cold front does move through behind that. So this evening, probably around 6 to 8 o'clock or so, far northwest, it's probably the worst chances for these storms to have some large hail, damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado is possible too. So keep an eye on that. This area, of course, will be from Polk to St. Croix to Pierce counties. And then a slight risk still continues into the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley, even up towards Douglas County and all the way down towards Trempealeau County. Those are severe areas where we are looking at those storms still staying strong. Now, as they move towards the central parts of the state and off east through about evening, now this is after dark, probably around midnight or so, it'll be towards the Dells and Green Bay, and then overnight towards Madison and Milwaukee, it should weaken. Of course, hail and high winds are still possible, but that tornado risk kind of winds down as we go into the evening. So that's moving through this evening, and we're still going to hang on to the heat and humidity tomorrow. More storms are going to be popping up. We'll keep tracking that for you. We got to get through today first. So stay weather savvy this evening.
All right. We will do that. Brittany Merlot, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Geez, we were so busy in our last hour. I didn't even get to the Brewers taking 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals over the weekend, which was a pretty nice deal. You had Christian Yelich hitting a home run. Trevor McGill escaped a jam in the 9th inning and gave the Brewers a 3-2 victory over the Cards. In the finale of that 4-game series, the Brewers took 3 out of 4 from St. Louis. They've won 4 out of their last 6. Today, the Brewers have their first day off since the start of that 10-day homestand, which they split 5 wins, 5 losses. Now they're on the road this week with 3 games at Wrigley against the Chicago Cubs, then a weekend series next weekend at Target Field against the Minnesota Twins. And as for the Brewers playing the Cubs in this upcoming series, again, off today, but it resumes tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Pregame begins at 6:30 on several Civic Media stations. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. The NBA Finals are tied up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tonight in Oklahoma City against Indiana. And up here in hockey, in the Stanley Cup Finals, where folks up here would normally be rooting for, you know, maybe Calgary or Edmonton. Edmonton is in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they are down 3-2. Florida could clinch the Cup tomorrow, Game 6 in Florida. But if Edmonton wins, Game 7 will be Friday in Edmonton. And believe me, everybody around here is, you know, we'll have Oilers gear and just be rooting to finally give Canada their first Stanley Cup in a long, long time. And Kristen, you've got enough hockey going up around you to know that there are probably not a lot of Florida Panthers fans up on the range there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm like 30 minutes away from the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. It's all about the hockey up here. But we don't get that so much in Wisconsin because we don't have a pro team.
No, I know. And we haven't seen the Wild or the Blackhawks do much in several years in terms of advancing. So for us, it's much more of a, you know, a national thing here, whether a Canadian team is going to win or not, or a team from Florida.
I think we got to lean in more with regards to hockey on Badger women's hockey because they are all the time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no. We have championed them a lot here, and we'll continue to do so. Let's see from Robin Tigerton. He says, got to go find it here. Good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy and 55. I was busy Saturday doing a mowing job with the recent rains and warmer weather. I will be busy mowing lawns while dodging the raindrops. He said last night he had homemade pizza at his sister Lori's house in Caroline. She and her granddaughter Evelyn are going to Belgium for a 2-week tour. Let's see. He says his thoughts and prayers are with the families of the 2 Minnesota lawmakers. It's sad why people have to have different political views that can't get along and talk about their differences. Says that yesterday his cousin Lori Griepentrog passed away. She operated Matthew's Supper Club in Clintonville and gave me a spaghetti dinner for my birthday. Used to stay on the family farm when we were growing up. And then again, wants to say 5 of the best people to wake up to on a Monday: Pat, Kristen, Selena, Brittany, and Parker. So thank you very much for all of that. Cassandra adds, by the way, congrats to Kakana softball for winning the state title.
Go Ghosts! Woo woo!
Not just the state title, an undefeated season all the way through. Not a single loss to Kakana on their.
Did they lose state title ever? I don't think they lose at all.
I think they lost 1 game last season, and I think it might have been the state. Yeah, they've won like 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
They're ridiculously good. This is not the Kakana I went to high school in. This is a whole new thing.
Yeah, Kristen's gone. We can be good at sports now. Congrats to all the champions. Kakana in Division 1, Denmark in Division 2, Poinette in Division 3, Mishicot in D4, and Belmont in Division 5. Those are all of your state softball champions. So thanks to everybody for reminding us to say our best to all those softball teams for a great season. Selena Heller talked to one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley No Kings Rally, one of many that were held across the country over the weekend. So, Selena, tell us a bit more. We've introduced, or we've spoken to the organizer. We've heard from her on this program before, and you got a chance to talk to her with her thoughts on how things went over the weekend.
Yeah, Cindy Greening is the leader of the Chippewa Valley Indivisible group that organized the No Kings Rally here in Eau Claire on Saturday, and then also Chippewa Falls later that day. So there were different estimates of the crowd size, or either 3,000 to 4,000 or just over that. So there was a big turnout, and she said it was kind of one of those events and days that kind of restores your faith in humanity, kind of a thing. So it was just a positive thing. And this is what she had to say about the event on Saturday in Eau Claire.
The main thing we started with, honestly, well, we talked about refreshing the Tree of Liberty, and that we were getting together because there are no kings in America, not now, not ever, and that we were here to celebrate we the people and to fight for our democracy and stand for our rights, that we were going to stand together with our friends and neighbors in our community to protect seniors, to protect veterans, to protect children, to protect people, you know, to make sure that we had a government that worked for us and not the billionaires, and that we had economic justice for all people, so that a decent week of work gave you a decent living. That was our stand, and our chant was, we are peaceful, we are joyful, we are free, and we love democracy.
And so one of the things she said, even though, like, you have to keep having more events and more rallies going forward and kind of the things to do next. And one of those things to do next is involve more people. And so that's what she talked about here.
One of my favorite things that happened yesterday in my speech, I said, you know, we need to welcome everyone. I welcome everyone who's here. The Dems are here. The progressives are here. The 5051 is here. The Working Family Party, the unions. And I hope our Republican friends are here. And the whole audience cheered. And I'm like, you guys, that's awesome. We need them. Thank you for cheering. We want our Republican friends with us. And so it was amazing. That was like one of those moments that gave me goosebumps, seriously, because there was no like booing. There was nothing. It was just like, yes, they are our community too. We want them safe too. And so that's what we're working on now, getting more people to join us and then working on these things that are supporting the people who have money so that we can have a representative government where they vote for us and what we need.
So she said it was just a kind of a just generally a nice positive event where they set out on a march, and there were so many people. This march was almost 2 miles long, and the beginning got back, and the end still hadn't left yet.
Oh my!
Cool. Yeah, it was just the people waited patiently an hour, and to get in to be in that line to march around the town, and it was just a neat event. She said,
"Oh wow! Well, that." That's an amazing turnout. And Kristen, you said you saw a great turnout in northern Minnesota of all places.
Yeah, we had over 500 people in a town that only has 3,000 people. Pretty impressive. And they were all over the place. I mean, if you looked at the No Kings maps, they were up in Canada. They were in Europe. They were in Guam, on almost every continent, because people, there are Americans everywhere. There are people who stand with us everywhere. And I love your point, Selena, about it's not Democrats, it's not Republicans, it's about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without a doubt. Kristen, we got a minute here before break. You want to tell us what is happening on the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show?
Oh my gosh, we had such a great light episode over the weekend. I just had a nice conversation with Pete Schwaba. Pete, our host for Nightlight on Civic Media. He unpacks some parts of his history. He was a stand-up comedian, and he has this great movie that he directed, produced, wrote, and starred in called The Godfather of Green Bay. I'm determined to turn it into a cult classic. Watch for it this fall.
The Godfather of Green Bay.
So good. There's the Macarena. There are all these little green. I mean, if you love the Packers, if you get Northeast Wisconsin, you got to see it.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Kristen Lyerly is with us here, as is Selena Heller, Up North News reporter. And still ahead, we will be talking to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward. Then author Laura Bird, yet before things are all done. From the heart of America's Up North all the way to the Canadian prairie, thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor, at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. A big thank you to our friends over there. We have a great edition for you this June 13th. We are welcoming into the studio some of our friends from Assumption Schools. We have Matthew Zakowski with us. Matt, how you doing?
James, I'm doing well. Always great being here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really good to see you, man. Really good to have you. You and I have been able to talk about a lot of different topics over the years.
Yes.
And you got some great stuff for us today. You want to kick off with the new president? Is that where you want to start here?
Absolutely, James. So first of all, I just would like to recognize our president now, Dan Minter. Dan has been at Assumption for 7 years, and he's moving on. He's going to continue to do great things. And I've been at Assumption in my role, James, is Director of Advancement in Alumni Relations. So I've been here at Assumption for a year and a half. So Dan was the one who hired me. And during my time, I just observed Dan as true to the Catholic faith as it comes to education. He was a champion for that. And he's very passionate about it. So we really appreciate everything he's done during his time. And when we had a farewell luncheon for Dan last week, and very nice. It was at El Cafe in Port Edwards.
Yeah. Nice, perfect.
Great place.
Yeah.
And I asked Dan what really stood out in his mind as far as his tenure at Assumption. And it really focused back to the COVID pandemic and his leadership and really the challenges he faced and what the organization faced. And Dan led us successfully through that. So we really wish him well.
I feel fortunate to get to meet so many of these great individuals in our community, Matt, and Dan's one of them. I really enjoyed working with him and having him on the airwaves here, as we do with all of our friends at Assumption and everything. But Dan also was really great with the microphone and talking with him. Same guy on and off the mic. I mean, you got to always appreciate and love that.
Solid as it come.
We hate to see these people that we become close to and friends with and everything move on, but we wish them well. And with that, we bring in a new person for us to become friends with and enjoy. And we've got a new president to
absolutely mention. So I'm happy to announce that Deacon Michael Pipitone will be starting as our president beginning July 1st. Deacon Michael, most of his career with Catholic education, primarily in the Madison Diocese. And most recently, he's come from Venice, Florida. So it is great having Deacon Michael on board. We look forward to it. And in fact, James, myself and a few of the staff met him yesterday. It was a really nice visit. And we look forward to his leadership and continue the great things Dan has done.
You know, similar to when Dan came over here and everything, he certainly, while I don't know the deacon, I will say that I feel pretty confident that he's going to want to keep things, the way things have gone, while also bringing in some stuff of his own and everything. And I think that that makes it so much more, so fun for not only the students and but the staff as well, when it comes to bringing in somebody. And great background. He's got a really nice
Absolutely.
Background. That's fantastic.
Just well-spoken and just very impressive with his education, his life experiences.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful family. So I think it'll be just a great addition to Assumption Catholic Schools in our community.
And it looks like from your notes that you sent over, Matt, and thank you again for those.
Sure.
His first day is July 8th?
July 1st.
July 1st. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, wishing him well and looking forward to meeting him. It'll be great to meet
Absolutely,
him.
Absolutely, James.
You know, well, you've just to touch on this, you've got some great notes here, Matt, and everything. But there's one thing I wanted to add on and just kind of just throw an audible at you real quick here, because I do want to send a shout out to the Lady Royals soccer team who, whenever you're listening to this, they had a game yesterday, were successful. Moving on to the championship. Just congratulations to them. We've been covering these games and been having a lot of fun covering not only these, but all Assumption sports that we can cover. So I just want to send a shout out to them, all the coaching staff, the players, all the parents got these kids through practices and everything. Everybody a part of the WIAA making these games happen, the refs and everybody. We love our high school sports, and Assumption gives us a lot of good memories when it comes to those high school sports.
No question about that. James, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because when I was waiting out in the lobby, Pam mentioned that. She said, hey, the girls' team is in the sectionals in Wausau, so that it's great, great stuff. And this is a perfect segue into our next topic with athletics.
Yeah, because when it comes to we love sports. You know, as a society, we're big fans of sports, winning, losing, all the things that come with them. As the older I get, Matt, I find that I love high school sports more than anything else. I'll watch the pro games and everything, and I watch a lot of college football and stuff, but nothing gets me more engaged or more excited or enjoying the sport itself more than high school sports. And it's a nice reminder as well. Not only is it important for the aspects of attention and the funds and the economic impact they make, certainly a very big part of things, but the essence of sports, and maybe it comes from being raised by an athlete, I don't know, but for my dad, winning and losing was big. He was just as crazy as any other Midwesterner when it comes to sports and everything, but it was not, it couldn't replace sportsmanship. It couldn't replace fellowship. Winning was not at all costs. The win didn't matter if you didn't get it with those other things. And I appreciate that so much when that is so much a part of the mission of Assumption Sports. Yes, we put some competitive teams out there, and we're fortunate every once in a while to bring a gold ball here to Rapids where it belongs, by the way. way, and some other great events, the tennis program, so many great programs over there at Assumption. But it all comes back to that mission, that idea of being a good example, not only for kids, but kids being a good example to other kids, and so much of that. And there's been a lot of highlights along with all of that with the season for Assumption.
Indeed, really great point that you, all those points, James, life lessons with athletics. Not every kid who goes through our program is going to necessarily go on and play at college or at our junior college, but it's the life lessons they learn: teamwork, perseverance, confidence. Those are things that will serve them well in their lifetime. And I just want to, as we get into this athletics, James, just want to recognize and give a shout out to Joe Burkhauser and his father, Bob.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Tariffs and global tensions are creating challenges for U.S. dairy to find new markets. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I talked about it with Krista Harden. She is the CEO and president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Their charge, trying to find new markets for U.S. dairy around the world, regardless of trade policies.
And that group started looking at homes for other products. And it was only about 5% in those days of what we were producing that needed to find a home. Now it's getting closer to somewhere 18, almost getting closer to 20% of high value, wonderful products that are produced by our dairy farmers across the country that need a home outside of our borders. We're already in, Pam. I think your listeners know this, and about 96% of households in the U.S.
Krista Harden, she's the CEO and president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, talking with me on Friday. She says, despite that high usage rate of U.S. consumers and dairy, it's not enough to offset the tremendous production that U.S. dairy has. That's why they continue to forge those international relationships. You'll be able to find more with my conversation and Krista Harden on MidwestFarmReport.com. We'll get to the markets next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was down a penny and a half, 183.5. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter to 183.75, while AA butter gained 2.5 cents to finish the week, 257 a pound. This morning, July corn's down 2, December new crop down 3 at 440. July soybeans are up 3, November new crop up a nickel at 1059. July wheat 7.5 cents lower currently, 536. July class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now down 2 at 1811 a hundredweight. There's your snapshot on where the markets stand on a Monday morning. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So, live radio is fun. Live radio can be funny.
Today is the day of all days.
Today, exactly. Let me tell you, before we tell you why we don't have a guest coming up here, I will tell you that, again, for folks watching on social media, and they're going, why is there a fake background behind you? Well, because I'm in a friend's guest bedroom in Regina, where I'm currently stranded. And there's nothing on the walls here. It looks terrible. So I took a picture of the backyard where I would love to be doing the show, but it's too far away from their router. And you can't really see Parker from here, but, you know, look around in here. There are prairie dog holes in this thing. There are prairie dogs out in this backyard. They're on a couple of acres here.
I didn't realize there was that much nature there. Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I go upstairs and Sherry's up on the deck there, you know, and taking in the sunrise and is watching the prairie dogs frolicking in the backyard. So I got that going for me, which is nice. If you're going to be stuck in Canada for one extra day, you know, you may as well make the best of it with the prairie dogs. Anyway, so I'm upstairs doing that and then come back down and expecting to see Jeff Mandel from Law Forward. And we've learned a lesson here today about the worldwide reach of civic media and the many studios that you have. And you often hear me say that Parker is in Studio A2. Well, there is an A1. And it's where John and Gordy do their show for the local Madison station. And that's the one that you see when you first walk into the Civic Media offices. You see that spacious A1. Parker's in a broom closet down the hall.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's A2. And it works. It works fine, especially since he put that Civic Media banner up behind him. So it no longer looks as sparse as this guest bedroom looks. So at least we know. However, when our guest arrived and only saw Studio A1, and the guys there said, well, we don't have you down as a guest, Jeff had it back headed back out, so we don't have Jeff Mandel here right now. So it's somebody that we'll reach and rebook at another time and put him on there. In the meantime, you get me talking about prairie dogs and things like that.
I like that. I can listen to prairie dog talk.
Yeah, it totally does. And we have other things, of course, to go over, things that we didn't think we'd have time for because of, you know, the events over the weekend and the guests that we have and everything else going on. For example, the Democratic State Convention did take place over the weekend and a new chair was elected, and it is Devin Remiker. Devin was the former executive director of the party. He was endorsed by Ben Wickler, the outgoing chair, and won. He had a lead after the first round of voting, not quite a majority. And then in the what happened is they used ranked choice voting. And so the person who came in third in this case was William Garcia. So he was eliminated. And in ranked choice voting, if you're not familiar with it, you don't just fill out a ballot with one person's name. You can rank the candidates as many as you want or as few as you want. In this case, I'm guessing almost everybody ranked a 1, 2, and 3 on theirs. And so with William Garcia coming in third and being eliminated, they look at all of his ballots and say, okay, now take his number two choices and go over here. Or and when all was said and done, there were just enough more votes for Devin Remiker to give him a majority and hence a victory over Joe Zepecki in this race. Though I don't doubt for a moment that Joe Zepecki and William Garcia are going to stay active and positive and united. That's what the party is looking for heading into the 2026 cycle when they're taking on people like Derek Van Orden. And I believe Tony's putting up on YouTube right now. Can we just riff on how awful Derek Van Orden is? I think like a whole segment, swearing optional. Yeah, swearing will have to be optional because of, you know, the way that radio works. However, in light of the murder of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, and the shooting and wounding of another Minnesota lawmaker and his wife, Derek Van Orden was among those spreading misinformation and essentially downright gleeful, almost, in their sounding about, oh, this was a far lefty who shot and killed these people and wounded these people, and that wasn't the case at all. This was a typical white Christian nationalist who had worked for security firms, who had done some preaching that could very easily be called politically extreme. And he was one of theirs. But because it wasn't obvious at first, people like Van Orden and Scott Walker and Utah Senator Mike Lee were spreading misinformation in, again, an almost gleeful way. And then when somebody called out Van Orden on it, and I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but saying something about, you know, we'll get you next time. And it was obvious from anybody's point of view that this person was talking about at the ballot box, Derek Van Orden coming up for re-election in 2026. And again, a sitting congressman had to do the most juvenile of things and say, what do you mean next time? Is that a threat? I'm going to have you reported or something like that. That's the kind of insecure person we have representing Congress in the third district right now in western and parts of central Wisconsin. And again, I could spend time telling you the kinds of things that Scott Walker said or others that said it. I'm going to leave it there to say that thank goodness there are now places like Civic Media, Up North News, Courier Newsroom, and others, because I have no confidence that some of the more traditional media sites would tell you all of this. Instead, they would simply get away with it, or they would say something about, well, somebody was fact-challenged or premature in their speculation about the events. No, they were straight up passing along misinformation, which, again, any old keyboard warrior can do that. Not an elected official. Again, there's supposed to be a higher standard. And when Tony puts on YouTube there, you know, the thinnest skinned politician I've ever seen, he's not kidding. Because we've talked about this with Van Orden and others. I think of, you know, legislators. A good example would be State Senator Romaine Quinn up in Rice Lake. They love to get into the comment sections and mix it up with people. And by mix it up, I don't mean simply setting the record straight. I'm talking, you know, a level of insults and things like that that are just, again, should be beneath the dignity of the office. And I know we talk a lot about how, you know, we get cynical about politicians and we don't hold them to as high a standard as we should. The fact of the matter is we should. The fact of the matter is we do spend so much time trashing politicians that now far too many politicians think, well, I guess that's what we're supposed to be, is we're supposed to be down here in the gutter. It's certainly the kind of thing that, Donald Trump normalized starting 10 years ago today when he went for that ride down that escalator. We don't have to let that happen. And that was really a big part of the point of view of the rallies. So, I mean, look, you're going to have people that would rather make up impressions of that military parade, much like Trump's first inauguration, and try to talk about crowd size and that it was all of that. No, our wonderful military was co-opted by, you know, a president who was as insecure as Derek Van Orden or anybody else. Cassandra puts up on YouTube, honestly, two people were brutally murdered and all they want to do is develop conspiracy theories. Imagine how their children's children are feeling today. And Hartman's son is getting married later this year, and now his mom and his dad won't be there. Again, they're humans. And yet we've had such a trend of dehumanizing politicians that come from other politicians who either dehumanize their opponents or they dehumanize people like immigrants. And that's the thing to keep in mind about this particular tragedy, when this happened. It's also part of what led to the conspiracy theories to begin with. And what I mean by that is, let's talk about Representative Melissa Hortman for a moment, the one who was murdered along with her husband. She had been Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives for 6 years prior, and actually should have still been Speaker. But when Donald Trump won election in November, there were enough other close races that for a time, the Minnesota House of Representatives was split down the middle, 67 and 67. And so in a power-sharing agreement, Melissa Hortman stepped down as Speaker, served instead as Democratic leader, and a Republican was serving as the Speaker. They're doing their state budget cycle right now, same as here in Wisconsin. Unlike Wisconsin, where state government doesn't shut down, if there's no budget deal, then the old budget just continues. In Minnesota, there can be a shutdown of state government if a new budget bill isn't passed, and that means a lot of essential services don't get carried out. Melissa Hortman made the politically courageous decision to understand that sometimes you don't get everything you want, but you still serve the greater good. It brought her much pain to agree to this budget deal where Republicans were threatening to shut down state government unless the budget deal included a provision that would make undocumented immigrants in Minnesota ineligible for the state's version of Medicaid, the healthcare program for low-income residents. So again, let me make this clear. This was Minnesota Republicans saying, we will shut down government because we want to tell fellow human beings they're not human enough for us to get help when they're sick or ill or in an accident. Hortman, being the leader of the Democrats, did not put anybody else at political risk to make sure that the bill would pass and state government would continue on. She was the lone Democratic vote, so that that bill would pass, I would imagine, 68 to 66. And she was in tears afterwards. She told reporters afterwards, I know people will be hurt by that vote. But she said, I did what leaders do. I stepped up and I got the job done for the people of Minnesota. It did lead to speculation and rampant misinformation that it was that vote that triggered what they wanted to believe was a left-wing gunman who killed her and her husband and shot and wounded another legislator and his wife. But this gunman's history is very much in line with growing right-wing violence. It was clear this was something that he had been planning for a time. There were the preparations there. And while we don't know his full motives, let's say this much. The Minnesota House of Representatives is now one Democrat short. And for a time, the Minnesota Senate will be one Democrat short. It, too, is closely divided. And the only right thing to happen right now is for the Republicans in the Minnesota House and the Senate, for that matter, to say that there will be one of their own members who will not be casting votes, that you will not let murder determine the voting majority and political control in the Minnesota legislature. That's a must. It's an absolute must. Maybe it's happened already. I haven't checked. I certainly don't expect Republican leadership to be defiant about this somehow. They joined with Minnesota Democrats in condemning these killings. And by the way, the same happened for the Big Four in Wisconsin, where the Democratic and Republican leaders all made statements together condemning this violence. You cannot allow it to change the voting counts in these places, because if we do, I mean, I already fear we're going to see more of this as it is. It's just not something we want to encourage. John and Gordy and Laura Bird are in our next hour here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
I know for me, the kickoff of the basketball season is the Cranberry Classic.
Correct.
And I'm talking like NBA, college basketball, it doesn't matter to me. That's the kickoff of the basketball season to me. As a lover of basketball, that is it for me. And two of my favorite people to talk to, by the way, as well. Bob's so much fun. I can talk to Bob for days.
Yes.
Good people. And the girls' basketball team, of course, won Division V state championship. Very noteworthy. Congratulations one more time to them. Had a lot of great work in the track and field department as well. Another one of my favorite things. I love track and field. Bella had an amazing year.
She is something. I mean, she won the state in Division III, 100 and 200 meter dash. Oh. I mean, she's won those events since she was a freshman, and next year she'll be a senior. So what a talent. Just want to give a shout out to Lucy Dolan, who took fourth in the 600-meter run and fifth in the 3,200-meter run. Her father and mother are the coaches for our cross-country team, Jim and Nicole. And then we have Brooklyn Schoenick, who took ninth in the 1,600-meter run. what a season they had. I just want to circle back to the girls' basketball team, Ryan. Just Coach Ryan Klein and his staff continued a legacy. Joe at one time was a girls' coach. This was the sixth time that Assumption has won the state girls' title. So what a program they have they have built and will continue to do well for years to come. They've done a wonderful job.
All the things that we've been talking about with this and so many things that I think that, it doesn't even scratch the surface really of what athletics do for communities and having, these wonderful, individuals take time out of their, school can be so busy and we forget sometimes like how little of our own time we have when we're in school and them taking the time after school to do these things. Greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Got some great summer activities to look forward to, Matt.
Well, the summer activities, we once again are proud to host the Quilt Show. And the Quilt Show, part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest. So they will be in our school, in our gym, from June 18th to 21st next week. There's a $5 admission for the public, for adults that they want to come in. It's free for kids. But they... I would recommend strongly for people to come out. Just the talent. I mean, we're talking about athletics. Now we're talking about some really artistic things with these people making these quilts. And
incredible.
Fascinating.
Work.
So it really is. We're happy to host them, James. And so come on out, everybody. That's part of the Cranberry Blossom Fest at our high school. June 18th to the 21st.
It's going to be a great one. We always appreciate the Quilt Show and all the work that those people, they put into those incredible works.
Absolutely, yes.
Got ACS Day at the Rafters at Winter Field coming up.
We've been doing this for years, and again, this is an event that Bob Burkhalter has shepherded, along with Kerry Ranke. I hope I got Kerry's last name correct, but that has been more or less passed along to the advancement office, which is myself. So we're doing something a little bit different this year, James. We're having our Assumption Day with the Raptors during a day game.
Oh, okay.
So that is a Sunday afternoon at 3:05. They take on the Madison Mallards.
Nice, nice.
So what this is, it's our faculty, our teachers are able to go to the game free, and that's made possible by the athletic department and the rural parents. And then anyone associated with Assumption, our families, can get into the game free because the Raptors are holding a free community event, family event. But so if you have kids 18 and under, you're invited. So that's Assumption Day. One of our teams will be doing the 50-50 raffle,
cool,
which is a nice little fundraiser. And the Raptors are honoring our girls' basketball team and some of our athletes that made it to state and the track team. So, yeah, come on out, and it'll be a great day with Assumption and the Raptors.
Matt, we don't have to tell the audience how much they love golf. This community just loves, supports golf events. It doesn't really matter. They are going to be there. And one of the bigger ones that happens every summer is the Royal Golf Scramble that is coming up at the Ridges Friday in July.
That is a significant fundraiser for the athletic department, James. And once again, it's made possible by so many supporters. We have a lot of alumni that come out and golf in the foursome. Joe and Bob do a great job organizing that. So that is on a Friday. And then what we did last year, we used to, before I got here, they used to have the dinner back at the high school. But last year, after the scramble got done, the dinner was at the Ridges, and it worked out really well. And we'll be following that same format. So if you haven't already signed up, or if you have yourself or three other people that like to golf, come on out, support Assumption, contact Joe at the athletic department, and we'll pray for good weather, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Always.
Another great night happening in town for Assumption, the ACS Family Night at Wisconsin Rapids Aquatic Center. That'll be in August.
This will be our second year that we've done this. Made possible by some generous donors, James. And this isn't free. This is something that, it's part of my job to make sure that we're able to do these these activities that support our families. It's really a great way, even though it's not near the end of the summer, but we start school in late August, our grades level. So a great way for our families to celebrate the summer and look forward to the school year. So that is Sunday, I believe it's August 10th. I have 11th on here, so it's August 10th.
Okay.
From 6 to 8 at the Aqua Park. For those of Assumption families that are interested in doing this, it's free, but they have to register through the advancement office, and that begins July 1st.
Yeah, we'll remind the audience about that in our morning shows and stuff, and Thank you. Of these great things that you guys got going on throughout the summer. We'll be reminding everybody about to and encouraging people to attend them when they can. Just a glance at the kind of fall schedule, get people being able to mark stuff on their calendar or anything like that. I think it'd be great to have you guys back in right before school year kicks off to remind everybody about some of these things, but school year will begin in August.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A suspect's in custody in the murders of a Minnesota state senator and her husband. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
They say they found a list of more than 50 possible targets, including lawmakers and abortion rights advocates and clinics.
Another state lawmaker and his wife were wounded. Iran's fired a new wave of missile attacks on Israel. At least five people have been killed. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
A ballistic missile from Iran carries a 2,000-pound warhead, and some of these have been able to evade Israeli defenses and crash into heavily populated areas with deadly consequences.
Israel says it's achieved air superiority over Tehran. Shohei Ohtani will be on the mound for the first time since August 2023 at tonight's game against the Padres. LA manager Dave Roberts.
It's great for the game. It's good for our team. Our guys are excited about this potential. And obviously, most important, I'm excited for Shohei.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.